It's hour number three. Welcome to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann, our producer, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. And speaking of Kane, give a happy birthday shout-out to our sales manager here in the building, Steve Kane. Did you wish him a happy birthday?
See,
so you didn't.
I didn't because okay, he said that it was on Wednesday. I got the email this morning that it was today.
Well, so did I, and he didn't say anything about his birthday being on Wednesday.
And I talked to him today, and he said he was going to a Cardinals game on Wednesday on his birthday. So
maybe on his birthday or for his birthday?
Maybe it was for his birthday.
Is he concerned about his birthday, or is he just worried about his birthday? 319-366-1600.
Today is the 7th. It is August 9th.
So somebody jumped the gun.
They did.
That's been known to happen from time to time. Well, and then now the worst part is he's had to put up with yokels like me all day going by his cubicle wishing him a happy birthday. And he's such a nice guy that he didn't say, yeah, it's actually not my birthday. It's actually Wednesday. So I guess kudos to him. And now he's going to get, if he games the system right, he's going to get 2 days worth of semi-genuine birthday wishes. Do you really worry about, like, if it's your coworker's birthday? Like, I don't know. Like, I just, everybody, every year on my birthday, and it's April 18th, by the way, if you want to send your cards, you can put it in your Outlook calendar right now. April 18th, Todd's birthday. I just, everybody's like, happy birthday. And I was like, if you didn't have Facebook to tell you that it was your college roommate's birthday, or if you didn't have somebody in the office that was like, it's so-and-so's birthday, it wouldn't register. And I'm not saying that to be an ass. I'm just saying, like, and now I know I have people, I know friends who change their birthday on Facebook just to screw with people, because your real friends will know when your real birthday is. And then everybody else is just a lemming doing what lemmings do. Oh, yeah, it's somebody's birthday.
This actually came on my radar over the weekend. It was someone very close to me. It was his birthday yesterday. And for some reason on Facebook, he doesn't have his birthday listed. And I knew it was either the 5th or the 6th. And so I had to check with my dad to make sure that it was, in fact, the 6th, because it wasn't on Facebook. And I remember one of my really close friends, same thing happened. It's May the 13th, I believe, and he isn't on Facebook at all. It's amazing how much people rely on Facebook to know when other people's birthdays are, and you don't realize it until someone doesn't have Facebook and they don't get any birthday wishes.
Facebook is good for three things and three things only at this point. One of them is pictures of your friends' children. You're younger than I am, so this probably isn't quite a thing for you yet.
A little bit, not
but
a lot.
Facebook, oh my God, you got a kid, you got to put pictures of your kid all over Facebook, and my wife and I are guilty of this as well. We've officially aged into old people putting pictures of their kids on Facebook. Number two, it's good for the occasional recipe. People like to post recipe videos on Facebook, and you look at all of them and you go, wow, that looks really good.
And then you never
and they make
it.
They make the recipe look super easy, and it always looks fantastic. And then you go to make the recipe, and it either tastes like a bucket full of something, as Kirk Ferentz's analogy or his story about Drew Cook from Saturday, or it looks nothing like the video. So you've got pictures of the kids, you've got the occasional video of something good to eat, and then bootleg t-shirts. If I see one more ad for, and people are gullible. Like, oh, yeah, this ad popped up, and I'm going to order this t-shirt, and sure, I'll give you my credit card number. And you want the little three digits on the back? Yeah, sure, no problem. The TV shows or the movies that are referenced or the schools, and I know Iowa, Iowa State, they all fight this. You've seen the t-shirts that are like, I may be living in Chicago, but I'm a Hawkeye at heart. And it's like the half
this Cubs, team pushes me to drink.
Half Cubs logo, half Hawkeye logo. Or yeah, exactly. Or I was born in New York, but my heart's in Iowa, and it's got the Tiger Hawk. Those aren't licensed.
No, they're
not. School's not getting a dime from that, and they're all over Facebook. I think one of my favorite TV shows of all time is WKRP in Cincinnati. And I think on Facebook, I've liked some sort of WKRP in Cincinnati page. And so every day, this ad pops up for the Turkey Drop t-shirt. And I'm like, it's a nice, it's a cool t-shirt. I kind of want it. But A, it's not licensed. And B, I'm not giving some stranger in Bangladesh or China or wherever these things are made my credit card information. Which, by the way, and some of them are just flat out wrong. And I don't know why it bothers me so much. But another movie that I absolutely love, The Great Outdoors. And there's a t-shirt for Chet Ripley's Steakhouse. Chet Ripley is the character played by the late, great John Candy in the movie The Great Outdoors. And if you've never seen the movie, this isn't Game of Thrones level spoiler here, Kyle. You're okay if you've never seen the movie. He goes and he eats a 96-ounce steak, the old 96er. And so Chet Ripley's the character that John Candy plays. The steakhouse, the place is called Paul Bunyan's Lodge, I believe, in the movie. And so the t-shirt says Chet Ripley's Steakhouse, home of the old 96er. And I was like, that's someone who didn't even watch the movie. That bothered. That's the kind of stuff that I lose sleep over at night. Not who the starting quarterback of the Iowa football team is going to be or where this scholarship is going to come from for the kid who committed to the Hawkeyes over the weekend when there's only one scholarship. I sleep like a baby at night with that stuff. But when it comes to screwing up the name or the reference from the movie, that's where I just I lay my head on my pillow at night and I go, who are these animals?
Have you ever seen somebody walking around in public with a Facebook t-shirt on?
Yes, and when Tyler was here co-hosting with me, we used to, and we still do, would take pictures of people in those shirts and send them to one and look what I found. It's kind of like playing, when maybe you never did this when you were a kid, but I did on road trips, you'd play spot the license plate, like, or some derivative of I'm looking at something orange or something like that. And so it'd be like spot the, we do this also with Chinese jerseys.
Oh yes.
And so I'll be at a sporting event or something and I'll see a clearly a knockoff jersey.
Those are the best.
And I will take a picture and I'll send it to Tyler and I'll be like, you think this one was a $27.99 spot? Here's a public service announcement. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is. So if you are on Facebook and you see an ad for Cubs World Series closeout 70% off bargain, can't beat it, and oh yeah, wow, an Anthony Rizzo jersey for $29 when they retail for $150 in the store, I'm going to pull the trigger on that. Yeah.
Do you have any of those?
I have a couple that the only reason that I have them are someday for my memorabilia collection. Like they would get signed, and then framed. Now, I do have an authentic jersey from NFL.com on the way, and when it arrives this week, and it may be actually waiting for me at home, I'm sure we'll wind up talking about it later on this week because I'm going to violate all sorts of sports fan / bro codes by wearing this jersey. But that's a topic for another day. 319-366-1600. Alex looks very intrigued right now.
As Colin opposed, Kaepernick?
As opposed to Kyle on the other side of the glass, who is balls deep in the latest Game of Thrones spoiler. Apparently, there are hackers online who are spoiling Game of Thrones episodes. and the latest batch of information just got leaked out about what's happening on Game of Thrones. This after last night's episode, which everybody that watches the show says is like the greatest episode that they've ever seen.
What is the... Who leaks this?
Hackers. People with nothing better to do than to sleuth around the internet and, I guess, ruin people's lives by releasing information about TV shows. Like, here's what's going to happen on Game of Thrones. So if you, it's out there, I guess, if you think you want to know or if you want to see and then find out whether or not it's accurate, it's out there. And I'll leave it at that. This past weekend was really something for the city of Cedar Rapids. We may not see a weekend like this again anytime soon in these parts. You had two guys who went to the same high school, which is now defunct, by the way. Regis is a middle school now. But you had two Regis High grads within 15, 20 miles of one another over the weekend. One is being given the gold jacket and enshrined into Canton and the Professional Football Hall of Fame, the first ever native Iowan to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And then the other one is at the World Golf Championships at Firestone, where, were it not for Hideki Matsuyama finishing at 16 under, Zach Johnson would have been able to card another tour win. And, you know, there's going to be people out there that look and go, okay, well, Zach Johnson, big deal. The guy has two career majors. That is a big deal. He is an elite level athlete. And then the only guy from the state of Iowa born here to ever go into the Hall of Fame, and they are both from Cedar Rapids, and they both went to the same school. And Mike Halas used convergence, I think, to describe this this anomaly over the weekend. And sometimes you just got to sit back and scratch your head and go, wow, I've never really thought about it that way. But there you go. Not one, but two Cedar Rapidians who are playing, or in Kurt Warner's case, played their game at the highest level and did so extremely successfully.
And we've chatted about this before, but Zach Johnson will probably end up in his Sports Hall of Fame as well. So two athletes that will end up enshrined in their particular Sports Hall of Fame. But we'll get to Kurt Warner's speech in just a second, but you said you didn't catch any of it.
Which deserved better, because it didn't start until, 11:15?
Yes.
And you had actual Hall of Famers and people in the crowd that were calling it a night, because they were supposed to, I think, keep it to 13 minutes of speech. And when you got seven guys being inducted and they're talking for 30, 40 minutes, Jerry Jones went on forever. And of course he did, because when you're rich, you feel like you can do whatever you want. The rules don't apply to you. And so Jerry Jones was like, yeah, I'm going to talk as long as I want, because who does Jerry Jones love more than Jerry Jones?
Nobody.
Nobody. And I know what the folks in Canton were thinking in having Kurt Warner go last, which, what a tremendous honor, because that's your anchor. That's the last guy that you want to hear from. But unfortunately for him, a little bit of a damper on his moment, because everybody else ran long. He doesn't get talking until after 11 o'clock at night.
But I went back and I watched the whole thing. I don't know why.
Because you're a that Kurt Warner to you means a hell of a lot more than other people, including myself in this area. And I think it's a great story. And believe me, as a native Iowan, I embrace him. But you are from St. Louis, in the St. Louis area. You love that team. You love Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, everything, the greatest show on turf. That means a lot to you. So I know why you went back and watched. And you
exactly.
wanted to take notes on Brenda Warner's hair.
Yeah.
So that the next time you go to your stylist, you can say, I want this.
But that was something that you hear a story get told and you don't fully embrace it. Yeah, you hear an amazing story like that and you think, wow, what a great story. But to actually grow up and live it and follow it step by step, that year in 1999 was the first year that I ever played football. And I'm not going to say that that's why I wanted to start playing football, but football in St. Louis really hadn't gained traction at that time. The St. Louis Rams were 4 years in, and they were terrible. They went through years of just terrible, terrible football, getting destroyed by NFC West team after NFC West team. They moved into their new stadium, and finally, when they signed Trent Green, things were looking up. They signed Marshall Faulk. They drafted Torrey Holt. Isaac Bruce was coming back. They shored up the defense. Things were looking up. And the feeling of doom when he got injured was overwhelming in the city. And after about 3 weeks of that season, when this no-name quarterback comes in and the offense looks like one of the best offenses in recent memory in the NFL, it just, to see where we started, where everything started in 1999, and now we're here in 2017. I remember in Jim Thomas's quote when we chatted with him.
Not to be confused with Jim Tomsula.
No, not to be confused with Jim Thomas of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, who covered the team. When he chatted with us on Friday, he said a quote that resonated with me. I feel exactly the same way. Thinking back to when Trent Green gets injured, Kurt Warner steps in. Dick Vermeil makes the speech or at the press conference, is really emotional. We're going to rally around Kurt Warner. We're going to play good football. I remember that, and I was only in third grade. First year of football, training league, still trying to find the love of the game. And that to me, and Jim said this, that seems like, in some ways, that seems like 10 minutes ago. In some ways, that seems like a lifetime ago. And when I was sitting back and watching that speech, I think, man, think about how much has happened between when he took over and now him getting inducted in the Hall of Fame, but that still seems like about 10 minutes ago. And I like you said, watching that team is one of especially that Super Bowl where Mike Jones makes the tackle on the 1 yard line, one of the greatest memories of my childhood. And what Kurt Warner did for the city of St. Louis and is still doing for the city of St. Louis years later, and as an ambassador for the NFL in the city, I will always be grateful for. And sure enough, he is a Cedar Rapidian, and my first job is in the city that he grew up in.
Now, somebody asked on the text line earlier, and I think it's a good question to throw out there. Kurt Warner, the first ever native Iowan to be enshrined in Canton. Who will be the second? And I thought about it for a little bit, and tell me I'm crazy here, because I think he'd have to play at the same level that he's at for a few more years, in my opinion. But Marshall Yanda.
No, I don't think you're crazy.
Is probably the name that comes to mind. I think if he continues to play at the level that he is at, he is one of the most dominant offensive linemen in the game, that if you give him a couple more years playing the way that he's playing right now and he stays healthy, I think, because look, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is way more inclusive than other halls of fame. So you may look and go, offensive lineman, anonymous, no one really cares except for people who like the offensive line or who played the position, punters, kickers. Finally, you know, Ray Guy breaks the glass ceiling there. It's a lot like closers with the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. I think even as an offensive lineman, he's dominant enough that if he continues on the current trajectory, I think Marshall Yanda's got a case for the Hall of Fame.
Eric Davis of the NFL Network currently, I'm trying to get his affiliation correct, but he's with you. He had, I think about 3 months ago, came out and said that Marshall Yanda might already have put in a career that warrants Hall of Fame consideration already. And if he can add a couple more years to that resume, six-time Pro Bowler, he has a ring to his name. He's been one of the more dominant offensive guards. And you think about guys in the past like Chad Hutchinson and guys that played that position. That's a position where it's a little bit easier to get into the Hall of Fame as opposed to a wide receiver or even a quarterback. So I think that he might have a resume that is deep enough already, and if he can put a couple more years to that, then I agree. I think he will be the next Hall of Famer from the state of Iowa.
And I want to end on this here before we hit a break here, since we started talking about Zach Johnson and Kurt Warner and what an amazing weekend it was. Jim Cott, tremendous, tremendous pitcher in Major League Baseball, former pitcher, now does work for the MLB Network, among other things, tweeted over the weekend, and it certainly sounds as if he is a fan of Zach Johnson. But I thought, for people who may not have seen this, not everybody's on Twitter, and if you are, chances that you are following Jim Cott, probably small. But Jim Cott tweeted, there's a pitching lesson in golf. All the hype about the most drives over 300 yards. Zach Johnson had none over 300 and beat them all but one this weekend, the one being Hideki Matsuyama. Control and execution over power. Zach Johnson proves that. 12 PGA wins, two majors. Baseball pitchers would do well to try that plan. So there you go. You got other people, and Jim Cott, not a Hall of Famer, but if there was a Hall of Very Good or a Hall of Longevity or a Hall of Very Good Players who stuck around the game for a really long time, combining the two, Jim Cott would certainly probably be in there. But kind of neat to see other people who played their games at a really high level. Game recognizes game, right? 627.
Is that what the kids are saying these days?
They used to. I don't think they say it anymore. 627, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.
How good is Quaker State Motor Oil? It's been called a leader in wear protection and the hardest working motor oil. Some say it works so hard it should carry a briefcase. Others call it so hard working that it could be your engine's employee of the month. The kind of hard work that puts in overtime hours and always responds to emails right away. But we just call it damn good oil. Head to Tires Plus for great savings on Quaker State.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's Community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Everyone is invited to the Fight with Flash Charity Golf Classic After Party on August 25th at Brown Deer Golf Club. Tickets are $22 and include dinner, live music, and a silent and live auction. Proceeds will benefit the AYA Cancer Program at the U of I Children's Hospital.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. And with their new bank house in Amana, it's easier than ever to work with a bank that's wherever you need them to be. Both locations have the latest things like e-banking and mobile deposit, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan. And that hasn't changed a bit. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Bank House is a division of Fairfax State Savings Bank.
It's only 31 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
6:29, and I'm spending my Monday night looking for a picture of Kenny Loggins to tweet someone on Twitter. That's what this job doesn't necessarily entail. Welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Great show so far today. Congratulations again to Chris and Marion, who is our winner of the Amana Colonies Golf Prize Package. We'll have another one of those for you coming up tomorrow on the program. Don't forget, we do have the poll question at KGYMradio.com today. Did the Dolphins make the right choice in signing Jay Cutler? We may revisit this tomorrow. We're just backlogged a little bit today with Iowa football, but I think this is a subject that NFL fans and Bears fans in Eastern Iowa probably have an opinion on. Chances are good that Bears fans have an opinion on Jay Cutler signing with the Dolphins. 319-366-1600. You could share that with us right now if you wanted to on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And to answer a very pressing question from Mike in Marengo, going back to the last 15, 20 minutes, The Great Outdoors or Uncle Buck, which movie is better? The answer is Uncle Buck. Hands down. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa basketball team made some news on a football-heavy weekend in Iowa City, securing a commitment from 2018 shooting guard C.J. Frederick out of Kentucky. The 6'4" shooter chose Iowa over Xavier, Indiana, and Butler, but what makes his commitment interesting is that the Hawkeyes actually don't currently have an open scholarship for him. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson was in Akron, Ohio over the weekend for the World Golf Championships, and he came in second after shooting 11 under par. He was near the top of the leaderboard all weekend, but Hideki Matsuyama shot a 61 on Saturday to fly up the board and win comfortably at 16 under. Another Cedar Rapids native, former Rams and Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner, was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame over the weekend. Warner lays claim to one of the most improbable stories to NFL stardom, going from undrafted out of Northern Iowa to a Super Bowl champion and two-time MVP. The Colonels made another roster move over the weekend, recalling Shane Carrier to fill in for Aaron Whitefield as he heads to the DL, and that paid off quickly as he homered twice yesterday in a 4-0 victory over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers to even that series. They're in Wisconsin playing the third of four tonight, with Tyler Beardsley taking on Thomas Jenkins at 7 o'clock. After our show today, we've got the Twins beginning a four-game home-and-home series with the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight's matchup will have Minnesota's Irvin Santana dueling with Brett Suter, and that'll be getting started shortly after 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
A couple of former Midwest Leaguers going at it. Irvin Santana with the Colonels and Brett Suter with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. That's where the Colonels are at right now. See, it all comes full circle. Colonels, by the way, back home later this week. They'll take on the Quad Cities River Bandits for the final time this year. The Houston Astros affiliate coming to town. No Jake Adams, though. He's still in Tri-City in the New York Penn League.
Did you say you went to the Colonels Lumber Kings game yesterday?
I went to the Lumber Kings game. They were playing your Peoria Chiefs.
Okay, they were playing the Peoria Chiefs. Did you see their designated hitters, Nick Zamorelli,
get hit Zamorelli. In the head? I've been going to games at that ballpark since 1988, and I have never seen what happened yesterday.
Well, it made Deadspin.
It made Deadspin. I think Sports Illustrated may have picked it up. Nick Zamorelli fouled a ball off last night, and it went up. It hit the roof, and it ricocheted off of the wooden roof there in Clinton, and it came at the exact right trajectory to hit him in the helmet, as he was not paying attention. They actually had to have the trainer come out and make sure that he was okay, because it was no different than being hit in the head by a pitch. Or at least when you're hit in the head by a pitch, which is, you see the pitch coming.
That's true.
So you can sort of brace for it. He wasn't paying any attention. Bang. Foul ball hits him in the back of the head. He's okay. He stayed in the game. And also, his next at-bat, infield chopper, in front of the plate, and I think it was the third baseman that came up and fielded the ball, throws across to try to get him at first base, hits him with the throw. So it was a rough day for Nick Zamorelli.
Was this worse or at least a little bit better than Stephen Piscotty's trip around the bases earlier this year?
That was brutal. I would say probably better than Stephen Piscotty, who, by the way, has seen better days.
Yes, this has been a rough one for him.
Has been sent to AAA Memphis, the St. Louis Cardinals, trying to get his head straight.
And they need room for Dexter Fowler, who's coming off the 10-day DL.
Good to see Dex back. 6:34, the Kenny Loggins photo, mission accomplished. If you follow me on Twitter, at Todd Rommelkamp, maybe some of the other friends of the show, it's the ultimate of inside jokes. You're welcome, John. Back with more after this.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto parts and batteries.
I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store.
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our AutoCraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
The biggest thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream is also the only thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. New Barbasol razors. Premium disposable razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. No wonder it took us nearly a century to develop razors this awesome. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol!
Find new Barbasol razors now at Walgreens.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
All right, listen, we didn't invent lunch. No, we're not really in that line of business. But we did make lunch better, because we are in that line of business. We made up a thing called the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. It's a collection of your favorite B-Dubs food. And as we all know, a lunch with your favorite food is a better lunch. It sounds simple, but it's taken ages for mankind to arrive at this solution. Sorry we weren't involved in this lunch situation sooner. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
6:36, and if you are a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, I highly recommend that you not read the Wall Street Journal, because there is a story that I just came across on Twitter that says, I'm just going to read the headline, and I'm going to leave it at that, and then we're going to move on, and we're going to pretend like it doesn't even exist. But the headline on the Wall Street Journal story, why Patrick Mahomes could be the next Jay Cutler. So, Scott Unash, if you are listening and you were having a good Monday night, I'm sure you were with our friend Bob at the bowling alley. If you were having a good Monday night, I apologize. I may have just ruined it. Not only for Scott, but the other Kansas City Chiefs fans in the area as well. The gist of the story, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet, all the way through. History shows college quarterbacks with losing records usually struggle in the NFL.
Wow, that is really going out on a limb, isn't it?
Since 1996, the quarterbacks taken in the first two rounds of the draft who finished with a losing college record. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Let's see. This is sorted. I don't think it's sorted by anything.
Wait, and this is since when?
1996.
Okay.
So going back 20 years, Jay Cutler, college record 10-32, presumably as a starter.
Terrible, terrible Vanderbilt teams.
Okay. None of these guys, with one guy on this list has a winning percentage above 500, and I'll let you guess who it is when we're done. But I'll read you the college winning percentage, college record. You tell me if you can spot the guy on this list who, as an NFL quarterback, had a better than 500 winning percentage. Okay. Jay Cutler, 10-32 in college at Vanderbilt. 1998, Charlie Batch was 4-9 as a starter in college. 2003, Kyle Bowler, 14-26. See Louisville?
Cal,
okay. Patrick Ramsey in 2002 was 12-20. As a college starter, Jared Goff, 14-22 at Cal. Jake Locker was 15-22, drafted in 2011. Josh Freeman in 2009, 14-19 in college. J.P. Lossman in 2004, 13-17 as a starter in college. Michigan State's Drew Stanton, 12-15 with the Spartans as a starter. 1990, Tim Couch, 12-14, and Jimmy Clausen of Notre Dame fame, 16-17 as a starter. Which player among all of those legendary quarterbacks, it's hard to believe that not that many of those guys on that list played for the Cleveland Browns in the last 20 years. Some of them did. Which one of those guys had a winning percentage of 500 or greater in the NFL? Hint, it ain't Cutler.
No, it's not Cutler.
He's close. Cutler is 68-71. So 489.
Is it Josh Freeman?
That is not even really a good guess, because he was 25-36 as a starter. It's Drew Stanton.
That was going to be my next guess, but I figured all of those, all that time in Detroit, he lost too many games
in
there.
In one of the smaller sample sizes on the list, but Drew Stanton was 8-5 as a starter.
So he probably didn't get that many starts in Detroit, and most of his starts came that year where the Arizona Cardinals went, I think, 13-3.
That's according to the graphic. Now, this is the Wall Street Journal, which got the information from Stats and from Pro Football Reference. College record is based on games where the quarterback threw at least 15 passes. So not started, I guess, but played the majority of the game or threw 15 passes. So Chiefs fans, maybe hold off on buying the Patrick Mahomes replica jersey. Just yet, till you see some results. This is the guy that they went all in on. Came up to get. And the Bears, meanwhile, I don't know if you've been following this or not, but Mitchell Trubisky he's had an up and down training camp in Bourbonnais so far. And it's very clear, at least in watching him, and we've talked with Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago and a number of other people that cover the Bears, it's very clear that Trubisky is not really going to be in the picture this year.
But this is what they've set themselves up for. Everyone analyzing what he does in training camp. I understand that he's not going to be in the picture, or at least he shouldn't be.
Yeah, but if Stan Kroenke can watch a guy throw four passes in training camp and say he's a Hall of Famer and should get the job, that's a reference to a story Jim Thomas told us on Friday. If you haven't heard it, the podcast is online at kgymradio.com. Training camp is one thing. Actual game results are another. Well, it's very similar to the whole Nathan Stanley, Tyler Wiegers argument. Neither correct. One of them have done much of anything in a game yet.
But they drafted a guy with a number two overall pick who they don't want to play this year, that they really can't afford to play this year. Yet they're in the third largest market in the country where the fans want results right away, and they signed a guy who has a losing record as an NFL quarterback to be their starter when they've won 9 games in the last 2 seasons and are still trying to promote this rebuild. I just don't see very much of a sliver of hope of this turning out well, because I think Mitch Trubisky is going to get rushed into playing. Whether that's this year, whether that's early next year, he's going to play before he's ready to play. He's still basically a sophomore as a quarterback. He's played 1 year of college football. So maybe I'm skeptical, maybe I'm cynical, but I don't see things going well for the Chicago Bears anytime soon.
There's a picture of Jay Cutler from his news conference with the Dolphins today that's making its rounds on social media. It's available. We've placed it on our Facebook page at KGYM Radio. And if you're so inclined, visit the page, give it a like, and share with us the best caption for the photo of Jay Cutler, which, look, the guy got dogged on when he was in Chicago for perhaps not caring as much as people would have liked him to have done. And granted, you can take a picture and it's a moment in time, and it could be a fleeting moment in time, but the look on Jay Cutler's face almost says it all. But everybody, as Ted DiBiase said, everybody's got a price. and Jay Cutler's was $10 million for 1 year of work. And all he's got to do is step into Miami, compete in a division with the Patriots.
That's it.
There you go. $10 million. Did the Dolphins make the right call? KGYMRadio.com, not getting into any of the Kaepernick stuff today. Maybe later on in the week, if the Cutler story continues to brew, the Dolphins reportedly looked at Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow was among the quarterbacks reportedly on the list that Miami considered ahead of Colin Kaepernick. Ultimately, the pre-existing relationship with Adam Gase, which I think is still covered, was what led Jay Cutler to say, you know what? I'm going to hold off on doing the TV thing for a year. Was that with Fox or ESPN? Who did he have the deal, the TV deal with?
I think it was with Fox.
That's what I think too. That leaves them in a little bit of a precarious position, does it not? Because they've got their broadcast teams set up for the upcoming season, and now they lose one of their marquee. Granted, it was going to be his first year doing it, but they're going to have to scramble and find a replacement.
I'm just trying to figure out something, what level of
something
of game
Cutler
he was
can't
going.
Do very well. Scramble.
What level of game he was going to announce? Because reportedly, Jay Cutler was going to make less than $500,000 at Fox. So how much is Tony Romo going to make being the number one at CBS? I guarantee it's a lot more than $500,000.
Dak Prescott better stay healthy, by the way. Otherwise, you'll see if Dak Prescott gets hurt, you're going to see these people come out of the woodwork. Well, look, Romo. Cutler. Romo, he's out there. Hall of Famer Jerry Jones would have a decision on his hands at that. You see, he sent, was it eight? It's something ludicrous. $8 million or something like that on the pre-induction party?
$8 million on a party. I did not see this. But that doesn't
if you've got it, spend it. You know, Jerry Jones isn't going to go to Dollar General and get some paper cups and...
That's one of the guys that I didn't want to see his Hall of Fame speech because I don't care what he has to say.
He had Justin Timberlake perform.
How is he in the Hall of Fame?
Jerry Jones?
Yes.
Because Jerry Jones is pretty much responsible for the NFL that we watch today. Jerry Jones is...
So it's his fault.
Well, no. Jerry Jones is the guy who basically crashed the party and pulled the NFL out of the 1970s. And one of the things that he's responsible for is he got the NFL in bed with Fox. Because at the time, the NFL TV deal was not exactly great for the league. And Jerry Jones is the guy who came onto the scene and said, here's what's going to happen. He made a lot of enemies when he took over the Cowboys, and there's a lot of the old guard in the NFL, your Mara family, your Rooney family, the Hallises, and Jerry Jones basically said, don't care, and had some changes to propose. That was one of them. And some of the other things, look, the NFL, believe it or not, is better off for having Jerry Jones in the fold. I know Alex is turning his nose up as if one of us just microwaved a can of tuna in the studio.
Which happens all the time in our kitchen.
Yeah, but please stop eating fish and warming it up in the bistro here in the building if you're listening to the program.
I'm not going to call anybody out. But
Kyle? Is it Kyle?
No, but it's someone who's still in the building right now. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Is it Cardos?
No.
Because he does the whole goofy protein diet thing, right?
I think so.
Where, like, what are you doing today? I got to eat 5,000 grams of chicken or something like that. It's a crazy diet.
No, it's the person right before Cardos.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah.
I've let it be known that I'm not a fan.
Anti-microwaving fish campaign underway here at the KGYM studios on Monday, August 7th. We will Step aside, it is 6:49. We've got Twins baseball on the way tonight. Twins taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. No Bartolo Colon. It's Irvin Santana going for the Twins tonight. And Cub fans, I don't think you're probably too worried about the Brewers right now, but be a good opportunity for you to hop on the Twins bandwagon for a couple nights on 107.5 FM. This was a tremendous rivalry, by the way, back in the American League days between the Brewers and the Twins. And then when the Brewers made their move, because Bud Selig obviously wanted his franchise to be successful, the franchise that he owned, moved them to the National League and started making money hand over fist, that rivalry sort of went by the wayside. But it's still fun to see these two teams get together, and they'll renew their acquaintances tonight on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. A very sad day in baseball, as we mentioned earlier today, the passing of not only Phillies and Marlins former catcher Darren Dalton, but also Don Baylor, tremendous slugger with the Orioles, Yankees, Angels, spent a little bit of time at the end of his career with the Twins and the Athletics. He was that veteran guy that you brought into the clubhouse for the pennant run, and then went into coaching, managed the Cubs for a while, and basically told Sammy Sosa to stick it with the attitude, which is what I'll always remember Don Baylor for. Managed some pretty good Cubs teams, too. 6:51. We'll step aside and take a quick break when we come back. Kyle will bring today's show to a close with your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll set the table for tomorrow, and then we'll let you get on with your Monday. If that sounds like a plan, meet us back here in a few minutes.
Let's visit your folks in Florida over winter break.
Good idea.
I'm checking fares from the Quad City International Airport. They have nonstop Allegiant flights to the Fort Myers area starting December 15th. Ooh, that's perfect. The kids can swim and you and your dad can play golf.
What about you?
Oh, I'll be shopping with your mom, talking about how lucky you two are to have such spectacular wives.
Plan your Florida getaway to Fort Myers or four other Allegiant destinations at qcairport.com. The Quad City International Airport, making travel easier.
On every job site, the formula is the same. Less downtime equals more profit. Reduce that downtime with top-notch machinery from Star Equipment, like the JLG engine-powered boom lifts that will make those hard-to-reach jobs a breeze. These units are equipped with sky power so you can run equipment in the air. And for the greatest horizontal reach, a telescopic boom lift will put you right where you need to be. Rent or buy from Star Equipment and improve your job site profits. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
All right, Dean, time for your annual review.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Okay.
Buy me some cheese curds and ice cold drafts.
Yeah, well, your lunches go pretty long.
I'm in need of sunshine, not a chat.
This is mandatory.
I want epic innings, not balance sheets.
Okay, I get it. Well, enjoy. And have a hot dog for me.
Change up your summer with the Minnesota Twins. Single game tickets are on sale now at twinsbaseball.com.
6:52, welcome back in the final segment of a Monday edition of the Todd Brummelkamp Show. How about this? Mike Trout, former Cedar Rapids Colonel, probably, arguably the best player in baseball, and has been the best player in baseball for the last couple seasons. He's got a birthday today. Doesn't it seem like Mike Trout's been in the major leagues for like 8 seasons right now?
Yes, but he's younger than me.
Mike Trout turns 26 years old today.
26. I always heard from somebody who was I respected their baseball opinion more than most people, that 26 is the time where most major leaguers start reaching their potential. Well, he has reached his potential and exceeded it for like what, 4 or 5 years at this point.
He comes into tonight's game with 999 career hits and has homered in 3 of the 5 career games that he has played on August 7th. So he homered in 2012 against the A's, did it in 2013 against the Rangers, and then in 2015 against the Orioles, homered on his birthday. And yet people say he's too boring to be the face of baseball. And he's boring. And he plays in L.A. on the West Coast, where his games start at 9 o'clock, so you can't see him.
And his team is terrible.
And as well, his team's terrible, too. Best player in the game of baseball. Happy birthday, Mikey. His mom is, she's a stitch, man. She was in Cedar Rapids with half the town of Millville, New Jersey.
Where is that?
It's in New Jersey.
Is it near New York City?
I think it's closer to Philadelphia.
Okay.
Could be wrong.
Geography lesson there.
Yeah. He's a Phillies fan. That's why all the Phillies fans think that when he's a free agent, he's going to sign in Philadelphia. I think he's going to maybe be wearing pinstripes. I don't think it's going to be Phillies pinstripes. 319-366-1600. Big thank you to the Jerry Ask Investment Service text line for participating with us today. Talked a lot of Hawkeye football. We'll talk a lot of Hawkeye football the remainder of the week. We'll have more Media Day audio for you. Also coming up tomorrow on the program, Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com. We'll talk post non-waiver trade deadline deals with Ed. Some real inside baseball stuff. Here's Kyle Mann with your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night.
The Iowa basketball team made some news on a football-heavy weekend in Iowa City, securing a commitment from 2018 shooting guard C.J. Frederick out of Kentucky. The 6'4" shooter chose Iowa over Xavier, Indiana, and Butler, but what makes his commitment interesting is that the Hawkeyes actually don't currently have an open scholarship for him. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson was in Akron, Ohio over the weekend for the World Golf Championships, and he came in second after shooting 11 under par. He was near the top of the leaderboard all weekend, but Hideki Matsuyama shot a 61 on Sunday to fly up the board and win comfortably at 16 under. Another Cedar Rapids native, former Rams and Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner, was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame over the weekend. Warner lays claim to one of the most improbable stories to NFL stardom, going from undrafted out of Northern Iowa to a Super Bowl champion and two-time MVP. The Colonels made another roster move over the weekend, recalling Shane Carrier to fill in for Aaron Whitefield as he heads to the DL, and that paid off quickly as he homered twice yesterday in a 4-0 victory over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers to even the series. They're in Wisconsin playing the third of four tonight with Tyler Beardsley taking on Thomas Jenkins at 7 o'clock. After our show today, we've got the Twins beginning a 4-game home-and-home series with the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight's matchup will have Minnesota's Irvin Santana dueling with Brent Suter, and that'll get started shortly after 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Up and down weekend for the Chicago Cubs. Wilson Contreras, however, named the National League Player of the Week, and outside shot at getting some MVP votes.
If he stays like this.
If he stays as hot as he's playing right now. Cardinals have sent Stephen Piscotty to the minor leagues. They're taking on the Kansas City Royals tonight at Kauffman Stadium. Cubs on the West Coast playing the Giants. The Giants, by the way, put first baseman and outfielder Brandon Belt on the disabled list earlier today. So that'll be a late night for Cub fans. 9:08 first pitch by the Bay. That'll do it for another edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. For Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann, we appreciate you listening. Twins fans, enjoy the game on 107.5 tonight. We'll be back here tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
On every job site, the formula is the same. Less downtime equals more profit. Reduce that downtime with top-notch machinery from Star Equipment, like the JLG engine-powered boom lifts that will make the